You're listening to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Dearing, and this has been a special hour coverage after the decision by the Supreme Court this morning to overturn Roe versus Wade, finding there is no constitutional right to an abortion, what it means for you, Massachusetts, our country. On the line now, Massachusetts Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley. Congresswoman, welcome back.
Thank you.
What's your reaction today, Congresswoman?
Well, it's devastating. You said this is a special hour. It's a dark one. It's a dark one in America's history. And it is devastating confirmation of what reproductive justice organizers and activists like myself on the front lines have been sounding alarm about for years. And now this moment has come to pass. This is not a drill. And we have to employ every tool available to us at every level of government until we enshrine and codify abortion care, health care as a constitutional right, as it has been for the last 50 years before this Supreme Court obstructed the will of majority of Americans and overturned it.
You represent the 7th District, which is the state's only majority non-white district. And I want to ask you, what is at stake specifically for the people of your district here?
Well, Tiziana, fortunately here in Massachusetts, thanks to our state legislature and recent actions by Governor Baker, we will see healthcare providers, those who provide abortion care, they will be protected, not subject to the criminalization that we see state legislatures throughout the country putting up laws for. Here in Massachusetts, we have the Roe Act, and so Massachusetts will in fact be a safe haven. And the state legislature also, several months ago, in anticipation of this ruling, infused robust funding to ensure that there would be reproductive care and access, not only to those in Massachusetts, but in order to keep pace with those that will be traveling from other states, provided they have the means, Tiziana. And that's the point here, because if you are already a person of privilege and you have the means, and if you do not have states' rights to abortion care, you can travel. But for low-income people, for disabled individuals, for LGBTQ siblings, for women of color, for many Black women, again, for low-income women, they will not have an option. And that is why this is quite literally a matter of life and death. They will be left to the whims and the resources of grassroots abortion funds, because many of them will not be able to take a time off from work or will not have the financial resource to travel for abortion care. So this is devastating, and I fear it is a frightening bellwether of what could be to come, because this strikes right at privacy. And in the dissent, they did mention the possibility of revisiting gay marriage. So this is a dark day. We need to abolish the filibuster, and the Senate needs to move swiftly to pass the Women's Health Protection Act, of which I'm a co-lead of that bill, which passed the House. I chair the Abortion Rights and Access Task Force under the Pro-Choice Caucus. And just yesterday, I led a letter with women from the Congressional Black Caucus to the White House, appealing to them to use a whole of government approach and the full weight of the presidency to ensure that access to medication abortion, to over-the-counter birth control occurs, and that we are protecting those providing and seeking abortions from criminalization.
We played sound at the top of the hour from Senator Elizabeth Warren saying that she was spitting mad. We spoke with Assistant Speaker of the House, Congresswoman Catherine Clark, who talked about the need to organize over the next couple of months. Do you still have faith in our institutions? And what do you see in this last minute and a half or so that we have? What do you see as the work of the moment, Congresswoman?
You have faith in the people. the thing about government and institutions is that it rarely leads, it usually responds. And so although we are weary, we must remain resolved. This is a matter of life and death, reproductive freedom, bodily autonomy. This is a matter of consequence to every individual and every family, because it's a matter of freedom. And that we could in 2022 see a settled law of 50 years overturned and be living a reality of forced birth in a country where we do not have universal child care, paid leave, just had a baby formula shortage. People deserve to decide on their own when they will start a family, and deserve access to health care, to medical care. And those are decisions that they should be making on their own. And so, again, what I'm calling on is for the White House to declare a public emergency and to use every executive tool available to protect abortion access, including protecting and expanding access to medication abortion, over-the-counter birth control, and protecting those providing and seeking abortions. And the Senate must abolish the filibuster and pass the Women's Health Protection Act into law. And states have to become havens for those seeking abortion care. And finally, we need to expand the court, Tiziana, to restore its balance and integrity. The far-right extremism of this Supreme Court continues to overturn the will of the people.
Massachusetts Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley from the 7th District joining us at the end of the hour today. Congresswoman, thank you for the time.
Thank you.